grew up in Reddish, and many a time I used to hang around Reddish Vale. I used to go fishing, used to mess about on the Tame Valley, the water, looking for frogs and all sorts of things like that. So I've been brought up in Stockport all my life. It was just smelly and dirty, really. From then to today, it's a lot cleaner. The activities I involve with water is angling. A female angler is very rare these days. Women catch most fish than men. I believe it's something to do with their hormones. So I have no idea why this is. I go fishing on Reddish Mill Ponds, which is on Reddish Vale Country Park. There's a top pond, bottom pond, and a sunnyside pond. There's quite a wide range of fish in the Mersey. I believe it's salmon. Many years ago, there was nothing at all, because it used to be full of rubbish and sewage and dyes from all the works and the mills around. Yeah, so it's coming to life very well. Many years ago, I was involved with an archaeology dig on Reddish Vale itself. It was called Strine's Farm, where we did the dig, which was on the River Tame. And we thought what a really good idea it was to get people involved out in the countryside, by the water, and to just relate to their past, really. It was a fantastic event with hundreds and hundreds of children and the community involved. We opened up many trenches, found in lots of artefacts, and hopefully very, very soon we want to do the end of Strine's Farm, because we found quite a lot, but we need to go further back into the area where we started digging. I got involved in a project as I'm a member of the Arts and Heritage Forum in Brinnington. One of the things I suggested was to do archaeology. So we did it in the local school one summer, and then decided to do the archaeology dig. And it involved quite a lot of other areas in Stockport to come and see what it was all about and get their hands on and get dirty. The things that we found at Strine's Farm was pottery, plates, pots, coins, even bones. Even one child said to us, "Oh, I hope it's not a dinosaur, miss." It wasn't a dinosaur. It must have been from the river, the bones of fish or what they used to cook on the pot in the house itself. We train the archaeologists, and it's so fascinating to see them get involved and sort of enthusiasm. Oh, it's unbelievable, because after many years of doing the archaeology dig, they come up to me now and say, "Tracy, I remember doing the archaeology dig and we found this and we found that." And then I said to them, "Do you know, there was a little book made about you and, you know, about your school and what we found." And I can see how much in only a few years they've grown, and they still remember that little bit in their lives. It makes them so much proud of where they come from. It just lets them shine a bit more, builds the confidence up. It's really good. The heritage is quite important to Brinnington, because it is one of the wealthiest places to live, overlooking the whole of Stockport, as it's very high up on the hill. And people always look, these days, always look down on Brinnington, and the phoenix always rises again. There's a lot of good things about Brinnington at the moment. We're surrounded by the Vale itself and the water. It's just a lovely place to live, and the community is brilliant. I've been running the local samba band now for 6 years. That was another project from the Arts and Heritage Forum. We went to see an event at the Lowry, which was Stomp, and we said we'd love to have something like this in Brinnington and call ourselves Stomp. We've done many events throughout the country, football grounds, for authorities, we've even done somebody's wedding. The band contains from the cradle to the grave, really. We have a member of 4-year-old and another member of 74-year-old. Adults and children working together. You don't get many projects like that. My favourite spot is, I would say, the Vale. I love the Vale. It's just so beautiful, and you think you're in another place. It's just a different world down there, so peaceful, and yet it's so near to the city, the town's busy bustles and hustles of a town. And it could be in another world down there. I don't think the Mersey is very well known like it is in Liverpool. We just think it's a dirty, smelly old place, really. But I think Liverpool, the Mersey, is like the heartbeat of their culture, their town. It's the centre of everything, really. I'd really love to encourage other people to use our waters. They're a vibrant place full of wildlife. And like I said before, it's another new beginning. You'll be surprised what's on your doorstep. Just go for a walk and it's there. It's a beautiful place.